Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with teachers Cindy Conrad and Molly Ziviak, advisors to the National Honor Society students at Highland High School, about their hygiene product drive. Cindy, I'm going to let you field the first question here, and that would be the Highland National Honor Society hygiene product drive. How did you guys come up with this, and what's the goal?
Actually, the way we heard about it was through just a friend that was telling us about the Lighthouse in Washington and all the differing things that they did, and got Darren Brown's information if we needed to make more contact. But she strongly was suggesting that their need right at the moment was hygiene products, a gathering of those products, because they have a homeless shelter there. And then if people get jobs or leave, get an apartment, then they like to send those hygiene product care packages along with them just to get them started. So we brought that back to the students, and they got real excited about it, and we started the process from there.
Molly, can you give us a rundown of some of the items they're looking for?
Shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, body soap, hand soap, tissues, anything hygiene related.
And what's been the response as far as the enthusiasm among your National Honor Society students there at Highland?
Really great. They're always excited to do service, and that's an important part of the NHS. So they're really excited about it. They formed a committee right away and got flyers made up and got it advertised on Facebook and everything. So they're really excited about it, and we're getting a good response so far. We've already got a box full plus. It was overflowing, so we're super happy about that.
One of our members made a flyer, and another member worked real hard on a cardboard lighthouse to put out in the foyer to collect everything. Then they had it put over our Facebook website so that people in the community could contribute.
Cindy, if somebody wants to contribute, what's the best way for them to do that? I know you got a couple of drop-off locations set up.
We have a drop-off at the Highland High School Middle School at 1715 Vine Avenue. Riverside, Iowa is our address. And there is a drop-off at the Highland Elementary School, 220 Schneblin Street in Riverside. And the kids have all said that they would be willing, if they have neighbors or people who can't get out because of the weather, that if they wanted to contact them, they would swing by and pick up their donations and bring them to the school for them. So hopefully we can serve anybody that's wanting to get into this project with us.
Molly, how would somebody contact you guys to have that pickup? And maybe if they just want to find out more information about the hygiene product drive.
Just call the high school and get a hold of us there. Cindy Conrad, Molly Ziviak, and we'd be glad to return their call.
How many students are involved with National Honor Society and putting this effort forth?
We have 18 current members. 12 of them are seniors, 6 juniors, with a smaller committee that took it on and got it organized.
And how many campaigns like this does the National Honor Society try to do during the school year to keep the students involved in the community?
Well, we've had a few that we've organized, and due to COVID, we've had to cancel. We are really, to use the kids' term, we've been kind of bummed by it. And they're so excited about each one. And where I'm proud of them is we've had things like concession stands and things like that if there's sports. But we also have a blood drive. And we had a blood drive scheduled last year with COVID. And they worked with us wonderfully at the Mississippi Blood Center. And they put a bus down in Riverside for people to participate. We have that scheduled again for the spring, barring COVID or whatever we can do to get around that. But so far, every time we've had a service project of something, the students and the members have said, well, we got it organized, so if we aren't able to do it, then they'll be able to do it next year, which to me shows the true heart of service. It's not just about them blowing their own horns and tooting it. It's about them caring for the community and what they can get started. Another service that happened was last year we had a visit.
NHS members visited the senior centers in Ainsworth and Riverside and had some really nice chats with the residents there. They really enjoyed it, and the residents actually even gave the kids some ideas for service.
That's where we got the idea of the Lighthouse Center. There was a conversation that somebody asked if we knew about that, so we pursued that from there. You know, as educators, we're always touting our great kids, but these students really do emulate all the things of service, character, leadership, and scholarship. We couldn't be more proud to be able to work with them. And in these times that we're going through, it's nice to know that we've got good leadership coming up for our society. They just do absolute great job.
Molly, anything to add there?
I second everything that Cindy said. It's a great group of kids, and we've had some really good opportunities to get them working on some service things, and they do everything with 100% heart and 100% enthusiasm.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Cindy Conrad and Molly Ziviak of Highland High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.